Hello and welcome back to the BTL with Reb T, the Better Through Letter, the show where we talk how to make ourselves better through using the Ramban's letter. We are in lesson 24. There's only about a week or so left. Then we'll take our summer hiatus and God willing come back with the PAL season 4. And we're keeping up, God willing, we netted with the audio DDD, so join us there. We're looking at the phrase, Vevizahir likros batora tamina shirtu chalakaima. V'kasher takumina sefer techapis v'asher lamadata em yeshbo davar asher tu chalakaima. Take care to always study Torah diligently. You will be able to fulfill its commands, so that you can do that. When you rise from study, ponder carefully what you have learned. See what there is in it which you can put into practice. So here the Ramban talks to us that it's impossible without diligent Torah study to live properly as a Jew. We should realize that every man is obligated to study Torah diligently every day to be Koveya Itim. Again, we're using a letter for the ages with the wonderful words, expositions, and insights of Rabbi Avram Chaim Feuer. Every day we have to be Koveya Itim. Whether it's 5 minutes or 10 minutes or an hour or 2 hours, whatever you do, you have to set aside time every day to do so. One of the main questions we're asked after 120 years is Kavata Itim La Torah. Did you set aside Torah study time? Time to do so every day? Must be part of your routine. Whether you're rich or poor, whether you're young or old, whether you're healthy or ill, every person has to learn Torah. Even if you're pressured by life studies and you're super busy, you're always having to be involved in Torah study to have definite times until the day of your death after 120 years. The person has to be involved in the study only if he fully exerts himself. The Pirkei Avos explains, Lafum Tzara Agra, it takes a lot of work, a lot of exertion to be involved in Torah and mitzvot, but the more you do so, the more reward you will get. But it only works if you're really in delving in it. Pirkei Avos also explains, Hafoch ba dekula ba. You have to delve in it, because everything is there. You want to learn something, look for it in the Torah. Everything, all your answers are there. It could only be fully realized if someone kills themselves over it. You have to be involved in it and not mess around with frivolous conversation when studying Torah. Sages taught, whoever neglects Torah study because of wealth will ultimately be forced to neglect it out of poverty. But whoever studies Torah despite poverty will ultimately fulfill it in wealth. The mitzvah of Torah study is central, Rabbi Yonah points out, but it has the heightened stakes. If you study Torah, it'll be great. If you neglect Torah study, the punishment is harsh. But when you study Torah, the reward is really great. Brachos also teaches that if someone is beset by misfortune, he should think about his ways and see what's going on. Why did that happen? If he finds no fault, then he probably has to be punished because of wasting time from Torah study. No man is free from sin. Everyone has some sort of sin. Ein sadik ba'aretz asher lo yachateh. The pasuk, the phrase teaches us, there's no one on earth that does not sin. The problem is we tend to see people as fully black and white. We see them thinking that they're all good or all bad, which is completely wrong. We should realize that there are many colors of the shade of gray. We talked about them on the other show also. We should realize that people, by definition, are mostly white with some black spots. They might blacken their garments because of sinning, but doesn't mean that the garment itself is not white. We tend to fully take all the bad things a person does and whitewash them completely, that they really are a bad person. That's the problem when it comes to arguments and debates, politics and different sects of Judaism and the like. We just tend to hate the person instead of disagreeing on views and disagreeing on their opinions and their actions. That's the wrong thing to do. We talked about this on the other show also. That's a problem that we have to all realize. We're all not free from sin. We all sin. We all have difficulties. We all have wrongdoings. But we have to understand that if we can make ourselves be more spiritually attuned and understand others and try to work on ourselves too, then everyone else will more appreciate, more respect one another, which is something that is majorly lacking, because the sin al chinam, Beis HaMikdash wasn't around. More avat chinam is what's needed. Torah knowledge also helps us to be able to fine-tune our obligation for Torah study and fine-tune ourselves to be better. Hashem gives us the Torah to be the proper tools in our search on working on ourselves. And also Rabbi Pinchas ben Yarib explains in the Talmud and Avodah Zarah, Torah mevi'a l'dei zehira, zehiras mevi'a l'dei zerizas. Torah study leads to introspection. Introspection leads to swift action. If a person is not steeped in Torah, he lacks a yardstick with which to measure himself. Torah study is thus a prerequisite to effective introspection. The Chafetz Chaim also talks about how he learned the value of Torah from Rabbi Sol Salanter. One night he was in Vilna, he was next door to Rabbi Sol Salanter, and he listened in through the wall of what Rabbi Sol was talking about. Late at night he was talking about a Mishnah in Avos 1:13, he who fails to study Torah forfeits his right to life. This statement made a major impression upon him. And the Chafetz Chaim also talks about how if we were told that there was a great book found written by one of the angels, by Gabriel, for example, how would we yearn to read it? But we have the book of Torah from Hashem, and we overlook it. Chafetz Chaim would also talk about how words of Torah are like precious gems and diamonds in the rough, and idle words are like dirt. Someone who wastes his time looking for the dirt, interrupting the gems and forgetting the gems is being foolish. One who interrupts his Torah study to engage in idle chatter is like the king who mixes dirt into the diamonds of the treasure. We also talk about a lot how in our lifetime, in our existence, we're supposed to be gathering all those diamonds, gathering all the gems in the rough and putting it in our life bag, in our bag of life. That bag should be full, much more of gems and diamonds than it should be of dirt. Every mitzvah we do, every chesed we do, everything we help out others, be more selfless. That can make the world a better place. And then we could have a wonderful bag of treasury to take with us after 120 years. One whose study is constantly interrupted cannot really succeed. We have to find ways to be properly diligent. Should study different studies of subjects every day. This is pointed out by the Chazon Ish, so that they remain fresh, doing Chumash with Rashi, Mishnah, Musar, and Talmud. Better to learn in a base medrash with competent companions. Asay lecha rav u'kneh lecha chaver. Really good to have a chavrusa and to have a mentor as a rabbi. But remember, even when you study by yourself, you're not really studying alone. You're studying with Hashem. Hashem is always with you. Don't forget that. And Rabbi Chanan Wasserman was once asked that, why must the Jews have 613 mitzvahs while the non-Jews only have 7 mitzvahs in their Noach? So he compared it to a ship where everyone comes on board and the passengers are fretted over and told and given, fawned over and given all luxuries and given things to do and are given wonderful amenities and comforts, and they're just told to take a few minutes to read the emergency guide. But at the same time, the captain comes on the ship, and unceremoniously, he takes out his maps, he takes out his guiding instruments, and he sits down, and he commands the ship the whole time. At the end of the voyage, the passengers go off without any fanfare. They go, they say goodbye, and they go home. But the captain is lauded and given great praise for the hard work he did. So if we think about this example of Rabbi Elchanan, and think about what this really means, is that the ship is really earth, our time on earth. The earth is really the ship journeying in the sea of history. The nations of the world are the passengers, are the people that are going off and getting off. But the people of Israel, the Bnei Yisrael, they are the true captains. They are the people that are fully, diligently involved. They study the sea chart, the Torah, and use the navigational instruments, the mitzvos. Only then can they steer the world on a course towards its final messianic destination. We are supposed to be here as the chosen people to do good, to make the world a better place, not chosen for negative reasons, God forbid. We're supposed to be involved in Tikkun Olam, making the world a better place, doing good things to bring the world to a better state of completion. When the journey ends, the Israelites, the Bnei Yisrael, the captains of the ship will receive their appropriate recognition and reward. We should be zoche to keep in mind all these things and be able to bring Mashiach speedily in our days and the ultimate messianic redemption and end of days when there's peace abound for all of us around. Join us next time as we talk lesson 25 here on the BTL with Reb T.